Welcome to this short guided meditation. This meditation is best done when you have a client you are going to see, and it is also best performed at least 15 minutes before they arrive. This ritual will help you develop psychic abilities and help you center and ground yourself into the Reiki energy before your client arrives. It'll also help you serve your clients in a more refined way. Before beginning this meditation, clear your space and your aura in your preferred way. This is very important, as you do not want any other energy interfering with any messages you may get. Please pause this recording now to clear your aura and to clear your space. And whenever you are ready, go ahead and have a piece of paper and pen handy to write down all the thoughts and inspirations that will be coming your way. Go ahead and get comfortable, sit upright, and let's begin. We're going to go ahead and begin by taking a few deep breaths. And before we do that, imagine on the exhale that as you exhale, you are exhaling any tension that you might be carrying from your day. Let's go ahead and take our first deep breath. Hold and exhale. We're going to go ahead and do two more. Inhale. Hold. And exhale. Last time. Inhale. Hold. And exhale. Go ahead and close your eyes if they are not closed already. And envision a ball of bright, divine white light above your crown chakra. Envision this ball moving down through your body, clearing away any tension, any stress, and any other lower vibrational energies that you may be holding within your space. We're going to go ahead and just take the next 20 seconds now for you to imagine that ball moving all throughout your body, starting from your crown chakra, moving into your third eye chakra, your throat chakra, your heart chakra, your solar plexus chakra, your sacral chakra, your base or root chakra, all the way down your legs, through your ankles, and down to your feet. Whenever you are ready, go ahead and envision this ball of light completely circling you and enveloping you in a warm, soothing, loving, protective light. In this next step, we are going to say a prayer of gratitude and of intention to your spiritual guidance, whoever that may be for you. Go ahead and go into the gosha position. Let's thank our spiritual guidance for the gift of Reiki and for you being able to help your client in the highest good. Ask your personality and ego to be set aside so you can be a clear messenger. State your intention. You could say something like, "Please give me any thoughts, impressions, or feelings that are easy for me to understand. Please give them to me in a way that I can best help and serve my client." Insert the name of your client here. Let's go ahead and take the next minute or so to do this now. Whenever you are ready, draw the Honsha Zeishonin, the distance symbol, intending to connect to the client's energy field. We're going to go ahead and take the next 10 seconds of silence to establish that connection. When you feel you have established the connection to the client's energy, go ahead and take out your pen and paper and start writing down any thoughts that come to your mind, no matter how random you think those thoughts might be. Don't try too hard, just relax and let go, and let whatever messages come, come. We're going to go ahead and take the next 3 minutes now to write down those messages, and if you need to, don't be afraid to ask for any clarification on anything that doesn't quite make sense. Oftentimes, what doesn't make sense to us will make sense to our client, so please don't get hung up too much on this step. Whenever you are ready, go into Gassho and give thanks for all the inspiration and healing messages you have been given. If you would like, while you are still connected to the client's energy, stand up and do Byosin scanning over the client's chakras using whatever method you use in distant Reiki. Make note of any other feelings and impressions you get when scanning over the client's chakras. Go ahead and pause this recording now while you do this step, if this is a step that you wish to do. Whenever you are done, disconnect from the client's energy field in your preferred way. Some people may wish to use Kenyoku, the Japanese Reiki way of disconnecting from a client's energy field. And when your client arrives, go ahead and review your findings with your client when they arrive for their appointment. Please know, the more you practice this, the more insight you will get and the more details you will get. Thank you for joining me, Patricia Keene, at RealReikiRealLife.com in this meditation. I hope you found this meditation useful and that it helps you to serve your clients. As always, I remind you all to journey in light and serve with love. Namaste.